moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Hey guys, and welcome to episode 8 of the podcast. It's our last podcast of 2018. So myself, Ali Ryan, the founder of Goss.ie, and our editor, Kendra Becker, we're going to chat through the biggest 10 stories of the year. So it's a mixture of like the stories that got the most hits on the site, our Instagram posts that got huge interactions and likes and everything. So we've put 10 together. So we can't believe it's the end of 2018. And we're talking about some really mad things. Everything from Big Brother to Cheryl and Liam to the Westlife reunion to Harry and Meghan. So we have everything in there. So yeah, as always, the Gosscast is sponsored by dresses.ie. If you haven't gone onto their site yet, why? You know, get on there. And actually, dresses.ie, I didn't even realise, are one of the only places that do next day delivery in Ireland. So if you need something the next day, do it. Get onto them. And yeah, enjoy. Hey guys, so we're here. I'm the one that's a little bit sick this week.
So the tables have turned.
Tables have turned every week. So yeah, we're going to get straight into it. So we're talking through the top 10 stories of 2018. The shocking stories, the viral stories, the interesting stories, all of them. So we're going to start off at number 10. And something we said we had to talk about because it was so big at the time was Big Brother this year. Celebrity Big Brother this year.
It was so
the
crazy.
The drama.
And like sadly the last one.
The last celeb.
They Brother. Really went out
I definitely think it's going to come back on a different channel though.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't think it's gone forever. But yeah, I think people always kind of watch it but never. It hasn't been that big in a long time, but this has to be the biggest year. Since probably like when Jade was on it and there was those huge riots on the streets. Do you remember
she Jade was Goody.
Jade yeah. Goody. People called her a racist. So talk us through what happened, Kendra.
So I guess the big thing that made it hit so many headlines was the thing that happened between Ryan Thomas and Roxanne Pallett. It was the craziest story ever. So it was like, I'm like such crazy. A big follower of Big Brother. I've watched it for years. This has to be the biggest scandal that involved the show ever. Yeah. So basically it was like, I think like halfway through the series.
Yeah.
I think about that. Yeah. And Roxanne, she is former EastEnders star?
No.
Oh, no, Emmerdale. Mm-hmm. And Ryan is Coronation Street star. And she was in the kitchen, I think. Yeah. And he came up to her and was kind of like play fighting type thing and like kind of pretended to like pretend boxer type mm-hmm. thing. And she claimed that he really hurt her and like actually properly punched her. And
but thank God there was cameras.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Cameras everywhere.
That's what makes it so crazy though.
Yeah, no, it was so crazy.
It got so big because she obviously immediately went into the diary room and was like crying and then started telling everyone what happened. And like the craziest thing is like she actually believed it herself because surely she knew there was cameras everywhere. And I think it was really scary because obviously in the time of Me Too and like so many things have come out this year for a woman to like completely lie. Mm. Like there wasn't even a slight intention of badness on Ryan's part. They were having a bit of fun. All day they'd been playfully punching each other like all the guys had. So she went bawling crying, said, why haven't you thrown him out? And that's when it just got like to a whole new level.
Because at first she went into the diary room and she was kind of like, something's just happened and blah, blah, blah. But then as the day went on, she kind of, I think, was probably mulling it over in her own head and like thinking that it was a lot worse than it obviously was. And was suddenly like, why haven't you kicked him out? He like physically assaulted me, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, like assault.
And, yeah, assault.
And he like playfully punched her. Like it was so crazy. And then it had like such an effect on Ryan as well. Like it was crazy to see him so upset. Like he literally was like crying in the diary room.
But the crazy thing was for the first like day or two, he actually had no idea that she was even upset or had thought that he had like punched her.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he was called to the diary room and they gave him that formal warning type speech. And he was kind of like, oh, what did I do?
And who was the guy she told? Ben.
Yeah.
She was like, he was like, show me. And she literally like punched him in the ribs. He was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. And like everyone turned against her. Like one of the big things I think of 2018 that I actually don't like is the whole trial by social media thing. And I felt even when it had all happened and she left and she apologized, people were so crazy hateful against her. Like literally death threats. Like it was so intense. Mm. But she kind of came out and was like, I've been in abusive relationships and been in bad situations, so I'm obviously so sensitive, and I jumped the gun. I'm not saying she's telling the truth, but like, she did apologize loads of times.
Yeah.
It was caught on camera, so like, he didn't suffer his career from it. You know, it could have. And I remember, wasn't someone saying it to her on the show? They were like, this is something that could have ruined his career. And she was like, yeah,
yeah, totally.
She obviously wanted to do something crazy.
It was and the they had thing. Had kind of a weird history as well. I think they had known each other. I think she used to go out with his friend or something like that. So there was kind of a history between them.
It was intertwined.
Like, yeah, yeah.
But that was just so crazy. And I really think it made a lot of people tune into Big Brother that maybe weren't watching it that season.
Definitely.
All of a sudden people were like, oh my God. But like, it had a happy ending. Like, Ryan won.
Yeah, he won in the end. Yeah.
And definitely it's because of that scandal.
Yeah, I think
like
so.
He was liked, but I don't think he was going to win it.
Yeah, no, neither do I.
So it was nice vindication for him. And then she came out and she tried to do another interview again, didn't she? She kept her interview with Emma Willis was so gas.
Oh,
Emma,
so bad.
I actually personally don't like Emma Willis. I'm gonna put
I love
there.
Emma Willis,
because my friend was on Big Brother, and when I went over there, she really didn't like her. My friend that was in the house. And she's very biased in her interviews. Like, if she doesn't like someone, she's really, really harsh with them. And even backstage to me, I was on Big Brother's Little Brother and or B-Bots, isn't it? Is that what it's called?
It's a bit on the side.
A bit on the side now. Wow. Okay. That's what I was on. I was on it with Emma. And even like backstage before we went on air, she was really bitchy to me about my friend as well. She was really like, oh, well, like she literally ganged up on me with all the other people. I was like, I don't like this.
Oh my God, you're fighting Emma Willis.
Yeah, so I was like, I actually have never liked you since then. Her interview with Roxanne was brilliant, but she was kind of unprofessional as well. Do you remember seeing it?
Yeah.
She's like, okay, that's it. That's enough. And she like ended the interview because she didn't believe anything Roxanne was saying.
Yeah.
But like, it's not her job to judge everyone. It's her job to flip and present the show.
Yeah,
like,
I guess so.
So I thought that was a bit intense, you know. But Rylan as well, I remember he tweeted about it and he was like, I'm going to get in trouble about this, but why can't all the housemates be shown the footage? And I thought that was fair enough. Like, they probably should have shown what happened, because a lot of them
weren't
didn't
sure
know
what
happened.
Yeah.
And it's such a serious allegation to say someone like hit you with the agenda of hurting you. Like, that's messed up. Like, it's crazy. So that was one of the, definitely had loads of hits on those stories. It was literally so viral. So sticking with reality TV, number 9 on our list is not one story in particular, but basically everything to do with Love Island this year.
It was huge. It's been huge for the past, I think it was the third season this year, and it's always been big, but this year was definitely
the biggest.
Like,
do you think?
The biggest, yeah.
So what for you were like the big moments from Love Island?
Definitely all the stuff with Georgia and Jack and Sam.
Loyal.
Georgia, she's so loyal.
Loyal.
So basically what happened was she had coupled up with Sam Bird.
Yeah.
And suddenly decided to, was it she was coupled up with Sam Bird? Yeah. And then suddenly decided to go on a date with Jack Fowler, who was, who was he partnered up with?
Oh yeah, that's the other
Laura. Thing. He was partnered
with
up with Laura at the time.
Yes, yeah.
They didn't, this was the first Laura.
Yeah.
Not the other
that
Laura.
That was so confusing.
There's so many Lauras.
There's so many names.
But anyway, they went on a date, and at the end of the date, it was literally the weirdest thing ever. But she, oh, it was so cringe to watch. It was actually horrendous. She like went in for a kiss and he was kind of like, ooh, and kind of turned to the side and she kind of got his cheek and it was all like weird. And then they came back from the date and Jack basically started telling people that Georgia tried to kiss him. And she was like, no, it didn't, babe. And everyone was like, oh, well, Jack's saying you did. And there's this, all this back and forth. And Sam basically chose to believe Georgia.
Yeah.
Even though she was not telling the truth.
So can I just say that my favorite episode of every season is the lie detector.
Oh, I love that.
I literally, I'm really bad at watching Love Island. Actually, I've never seen all the episodes,
it's
but
so
every
good.
Season
you need it in your life.
I watch the lie detector one because it's actually so mean.
No, it's
and
so
I remember
mean.
They brought that up. Did you try to kiss him or not? And then it came up that she was lying, and everyone was like.
Like, it's crazy.
No, that lie detector. Like, imagine even in Goss HQ with the lie detector, and we to watch each other. Like, the stuff that would probably
so
come
much.
Out. One of my personal favorite moments out of any of the episodes I watched was when Laura number 2 got with what's his name? The guy that was in the Britney Spears music video, Paul.
Oh yeah, Paul. No, that's Laura number 1.
That's Laura number 1. Okay.
Yeah.
So I had really not been tuning in that much, and I tuned in for that episode, and then I like looked up the the music video he was in. And I thought it was so funny. And then they started playing the Britney Spears music over their like meeting.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I was like, oh. But I met Laura. Laura came over for an event in Dublin. She's so nice.
Yeah, she's lovely.
She's probably my favorite out of the cast this year. Like, she's just so lovely. Now, obviously, Danny is meant to be so nice. Danny and Jack. So yeah, talk me through their like romance, because I really didn't follow them enough.
So Danny and Jack, they had actually coupled up from the very beginning. And then it was kind of weird, like after the first few days, suddenly Danny pulled back and was like, oh no, I think we should just be friends.
Oh.
And Jack was kind of like, okay, but you could tell that he was like, shit, like I really wanted to stick with her kind of thing. But then after a few days, I think they kind of realized that they really fancied each other, and then they kind of got
it
back together.
So intense.
And they were together for the whole thing. Like, pretty much a no-brainer.
Going back to the lie detector episode, do you remember they asked her, did you just pick Donnie because her dad is Donnie Dyer? And he was like, no. And it was like, and everyone was like,
or I think it was either lie or undetermined or whatever. Either
no, it was
way,
lie. I remember it was lie because everyone was like, oh my God. And he was like, no. It was so bad.
Oh my God.
That was a bad moment. She literally was like shook to her core.
Shook.
And he was like, I swear. I was like, oh. Like that was bad.
That was bad.
That was actually really bad. And also in that lie detector episode, I remember there was some question, wasn't there something to do with the Lauras and one of the guys that like he had gotten with the two Lauras? Someone got with both of them.
Oh yeah, it was like who was a better kisser.
Yeah, and then poor Laura Anderson, it like wasn't her, and she was like, wow.
She's like,
well,
cute.
It's like, and didn't she ask a question herself? So she was like, was
they had written the questions, hadn't they? Yeah. Oh my God. I'm shocked.
That is literally my just fit. I need to get more into Love Island. But then, a lot of the couples have broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Danny and Jack seem to be the real deal. Like, everyone thinks they're going to make it. But then, like, so randomly, like, 2 weeks ago, Danny was like, it's over, released a statement.
Yeah.
That it's done. And then Danny, her father, was like, ah, no, they're grand.
He's like, actually, they're still together.
Still together. So they do seem still to be together. So I'm a bit kind of like, are they staying together for publicity? Because it's very weird to make an announcement like that.
There's whispers that they're like still together just for fame, because I think they got a reality show type thing.
Oh my gosh.
So they're still trying to make sure that those checks.
Unless
come in
that
the post,
episode is just to like spice things up and there's going to be an episode of them breaking up. I don't know. It's weird.
Maybe.
But everyone really did think they were genuine and they were together. But like, as I've said before about Love Island though, like, it's very easy to get on with someone in a villa when you're being spoiled rotten with food and drinks.
And you're hanging out with them
all
the time.
You're hanging out all the time. You don't have to like go out and make money or pay bills. Like then you get to real life. It must be. But like they were living together.
Yeah.
That's just so crazy.
Different environment though.
2019, I'm dying to see what happens with them. There's been a few Love Island marriages, hasn't there?
Yeah, Olivia Buckland and Alex Bowen. They're like the hottest couple ever. Yeah. They're stunning.
They got married this year.
Yeah.
And there's another couple. Do you remember those two who we were going to have over last year? They got married.
Oh, yeah. Jess and...
That was from season one, was it?
No, I think season two.
I can't remember the guy's name. But yeah, there's been a few weddings. I'm dying for... I'm going to
Jess Shears and Dom Lever.
Yeah.
They're the names.
I'm definitely going to get into it this year, because even... I got into like the last episodes of it this year.
Yeah, it's really
then when
good.
The Australian one started, I actually started watching it. Do you remember we were texting
today?
Yeah,
oh my God.
It's kind of shite though.
Yeah, it was.
And Owen McDermott was randomly like the voiceover for that. It was so bizarre.
People actually loved him as voiceover
though.
Did
they?
Yeah. The show wasn't great though.
No, I stopped watching after like the second episode, but I'd love to get into that again. It's such a fun thing, because like everyone literally talks about it every single day. It's watched every single day. It really is the new like I'm a Celeb, because like I'm a Celeb is as popular probably.
Yeah.
To the same extent.
I remember I didn't really watch it until, remember Rob Lipsett went into it.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh geez, let me tune in and see like.
Yeah, same actually. I think I watched that too.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah. Love Island. Actually, when you think about all the Love Island stories you wrote this year, and I was just going to say, of all the Love Island stories you wrote this year, there was actually a lot of drama with Caroline Flack, the Love Island host.
Yeah.
Her, like, what the hell is going on with her life?
I don't know.
What's his name again? Jack?
No, it's Andrew Brady.
Andrew Brady. Sorry, her last ex was Jack. She was going out with a guy. Like, every time she goes out with a guy, she has a falling out with, she accuses him of cheating. She tweets about it. I remember she was going out with this producer called Jack before. And so, she tweeted him being like, you cheated on me.
Yeah. So this guy, Andrew Brady,
he
was on The Apprentice, and then he went on Celebrity Big Brother last year. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how he became.
And is he bi? Like, didn't he get with like one of the guys?
he kind of had a bit of a flirty relationship with Courtney Act, who is but is does drag and stuff. And people were kind of questioning his sexuality in that way. But anyway, I think it was like back in March or April, him and Caroline Flack started dating and then randomly just got engaged out of nowhere. And everyone was like, right.
No, like it was a matter of weeks. But they'd actually broken up once before they got engaged. Yeah. They broke up after like 3 weeks of dating because he apparently like went home with someone in a nightclub.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, they were engaged. I was like, wow, that's definitely not the solution.
So like, I think it was all happy families and they got a dog and everything.
And she brought him over to, was it Mallorca?
Yeah.
She brought him over to Mallorca, all these lovely-dovely posts. And then out of nowhere, she was like, Andrew tried to go on Celebs Go Dating and then dumped me. But like, they're back together again.
Well, no, a source revealed.
She put it on her private Facebook page though. Do you remember that came out and someone screenshot it? She put it up on Facebook. She's mad for sharing things on her social, which I think is so like unprofessional.
Yeah.
She always shares things about her love life on her Facebook and stuff.
I'd say she's been pretty unlucky in love now. So I'd say she's so fucking
fed
up.
She is gone for terrible people though.
Yeah.
Harry Styles, Prince Harry, your man Jack. I remember that Jack guy, they broke up every 2 minutes. She was always sharing about it on Twitter. She would always tag him and be like, you cheated on me.
You prick.
At Jack, whatever. I was like, oh my God, wow. But yeah, then didn't like the ambulance and the guards get called to her apartment recently? Yeah, I remember we did a story on it. That she like apparently had a breakdown. And then by the time the guards, he mustn't have been on that day. By the time the like police and ambulance got there, like Andrew was like, she's fine, she's calmed down or whatever.
Oh my God. But he said
she'd like gotten violent and had like a breakdown. Do you not know
Jesus.
This?
No.
That was only a few weeks ago.
Oh my God.
It was like right before she got the role in Chicago as Roxy Hart.
Oh my God.
Literally a couple of weeks ago. And Andrew was the one who rang them.
Because didn't they? They broke up like towards the end of Love Island and then I think they got back together.
A lot.
Yeah. And people weren't really sure.
But it was interesting to see that there was a lot of drama in and outside the villa over there. So story number 8. So one of the big stories this year was all to do with Vogue Williams. So it's been an amazing year for her.
Yeah, such a good year.
She got married to Spencer Matthews, who we all know from Made in Chelsea. She had her first baby, Theodore.
So cute.
And she just finished wrapping a new reality show with Spencer as well. This has definitely been her year.
Her year, yeah.
Like, I feel like, and I've said to some people, I feel like she's literally part of high society now in the UK. Like, she is as close to the royal family as you can get now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so obviously Spencer's brother is married to Pippa Middleton. And Pippa and, excuse me, is it James is the husband? Yeah.
Yeah.
They were both at Vogue and Spencer's wedding, which was crazy. But yeah, it's all like happened so fast, but they seem so happy, don't they?
Yeah,
it's
so cute.
So cute. And I remember she was heavily pregnant when she got married. So Paul Costello made her dress for her and he made it in like 5 days.
Yeah.
Because he was like, her body is changing so much. Like, we can't like pre-design this. And then they did a big spread in Hello Magazine.
Yeah, that was so cute. It's such a crazy year for her because she literally got engaged, then got married.
And then had a baby, birthed a child all in 12 months.
Wow.
And I absolutely loved her RTE series this year.
It was so brilliant.
I think this is like one of the first years is that your calendar interrupting us? Wow. I think this is one of the first years that Vogue got like a heavy, heavy say on what went into all the shows. And it was just brilliant. The social media one was so good. The monogamy one was so good. So I think 2019 is going to be an even bigger year for Vogue. I just think she's in such demand now.
Yeah.
Her shows are doing really well. She's been taken really seriously now as a presenter. She does getaways as well on RT too.
Yeah.
So I think we'll definitely see a lot more from her on that. She was up for Dancing with the Stars presenting again this year. And I actually was disappointed she didn't get it.
Yeah, I think she'd be really good on it.
I thought she would have been so good. I think her and Nikki would have bounced off each other really, really well. She'd look so glam. And all the dresses. So I was a bit disappointed about that. But I honestly, she probably has her pick of things that she can do now.
Yeah. I think Jennifer Zambrelli, in fairness, will do a really good job.
Oh, no, she's going to be amazing.
Yeah, she's going to be amazing. But yeah, Vogue would have been great as well.
I just like to see her back here a bit more because I think she's in London quite a lot now.
Yeah.
And I just feel like we shouldn't, you know, take her for granted or to bring her back for more stuff. I'd love to even see her on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, yeah.
But she did like that Australian one with Brian McFadden. She did like this. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
She did a dancing thing with him in Australia. But yeah, no, it's been such a good year for her, and I think she's like the most amazing mom ever. Like, she's so taken to it. So
I can't wait to watch the show.
The reality really show. Yeah, I can't wait. And I actually love following her on social media. I think she's absolutely gas. Like, I love when people try to slag her off. She literally like calls everyone out.
Yeah,
and hits back at people. And there's like so many people who try to shy away or just like act. She's like, fuck this. She's literally like, I'm not taking this shit. So even though she's like pretty much married into like high society over there, I feel like she hasn't changed, which I love. She's like the same
person. She's very real. Yeah, not she's to be so cringe, real. But no, she's real. She's real.
And Spencer's getting a lot more into social media too. That must be because the show is coming out, but he started to be really funny on his Instagram and stuff. So that's been really good. But yeah, it's been a huge year for her, and she definitely, a lot of stories we've written this year, a lot of the top ones have involved Vogue and Spencer. Yeah. And yeah. Right, so on to number 7. We're, again, like, there's actually so many stories we've written about this person, so we're not going to pick one, but Cheryl Tweedy, Cheryl Cole, Cheryl Fernandez-Racine. There's been so many stories about her this year. Yeah. I think the biggest stories ever we wrote about her this year were all to do with Liam. Like, seems to have been the most roller coaster year. She literally was constantly facing rumors they were fighting, they were going to break up. Do you remember there was like photos of him with his backup dancer and rumor? Like, there were like people were trying to suggest that he was like getting flirty. Every second day, it seemed Cheryl was on Twitter denying rumors.
Yeah.
And then I remember in The Sun in the UK, there was a big story being like, they're doomed, they're going on a make or break holiday. And then the Brits were on
and
a couple of days later.
Up. Yeah.
But it was so fake. Oh, they so showed fake. Up, she had a rose in her hand, and Liam was like kissing her cheek, and she was like, oh, and they were like whispering to each other. And she posted it everywhere, and he posted it everywhere. Yeah. And they were never really like that. They never shared. It was really like, we want to prove that we're still together. I honestly knew when I saw them on that red carpet that there was problems.
It didn't seem
good.
No.
And then it was only a few weeks later, wasn't it, when they made their announcement?
I think it was like July or something. When's the Brits?
It was maybe 6 or 7 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
And even since the Brits, like, there were still more articles saying that they like weren't getting on.
Mm.
And I, to be honest, think like when Bear was born, like, Liam literally went on a world tour 2 days later. Yeah.
No, that was outrageous.
Like, he... I mean, I've heard that he's really immature, like that he has a real immaturity about him.
But he comes across that way in interviews.
But like, why would you leave like your girlfriend and your newborn child to go on a tour? Like, I'm sure he could have pushed the tour back.
Mm. Like, that was insane. I'm sure she was like, oh no, it's grand, like whatever. But you'd still be like, ah, no.
But then that means their relationship was problematic since day one. If she was like, it's grand, then that's not good either. But I remember watching his Instagram stories and stuff on Twitter, and he was just all around the world living it up. He seems to be really into himself. I was just like, I'm not that into Liam now, to be honest. And I was just like, how can he be so far away? And then he was like doing these stupid, like, I felt like in the interviews, so apparently like Cheryl's people weren't that happy, because like in all of his interviews he was saying everything.
Yeah.
You'd literally be like, did Cheryl wipe her arse last night? He'd be like, yeah.
Do you remember that interview on BBC? I think it was with Nick Grimshaw. It was a phoner, like Liam was on the phone to Nick, and Cheryl was literally on the toilet, like in the bathroom.
I didn't know that.
And like, I think Nick asked something about Cheryl, and he was like, oh yeah, sure, she'll answer. It was like, Chez. And like,
oh,
she was
God,
in the toilet.
Stop.
Yeah.
But I don't think, from what I've heard, I don't know for sure, but I don't think they were that happy about that, and that Cheryl wasn't that happy.
Yeah, no,
he kept doing
human.
Interviews and just saying everything about Bear, everything about her,
yeah,
and being like, yeah, it's not easy being in this relationship. But then like a day before, they were at the Brits saying that everything was perfect. So she was probably like, for fuck's sake, shut up.
Yeah.
So it was absolutely no surprise they broke up. Like, not at all. Headlines ever. She's had a tough year in the press, like, to be fair.
Yeah.
There's been some very mean...
People have really been going for her.
Going for her. But in the middle of all this, she obviously was planning her comeback, and it just went down so badly. Like a fucking... What's they call it? A flash balloon.
like a sack of spuds.
Like a sack of spuds. I don't actually like her song. It is kind of catchy. Like, I find myself sometimes humming it, but I don't enjoy it. I don't think the vocals are good. I don't think the beat is that good. It's grand. It's just... It is kind of catchy. But I didn't really like it, and she talks a lot in it rather than sings.
Yeah.
So when she did her big X Factor comeback and everyone was like, this is shite, I was like, well, have you listened to the song? Because the song is shite.
Yeah.
But it was very negative.
I think she has just lost her way a bit. I actually love Cheryl. I literally went to one of Cheryl's concerts in Dublin. Lads, It was unreal. I don't care what anyone says.
But mainly because she's a good dancer, though.
Yeah, her dancing is amazing. But like all the performances, it was, what was the tour called? It was like the Million Lights Tour or something. But it was, you know, that song she did with Calvin Harris, Call My Name.
Yeah.
Absolute banger. She needs to go, she needs to collab with Calvin Harris.
She's not working with
again.
The same producers anymore. Yeah.
She's with Naughty Boy or something.
I think, not yeah. Working. She, when she first came out and did her first, solo career, she had Will I Am with her all
yeah,
the time,
and that really worked for
and
her.
He hooked her up with so many amazing producers, so like he's the one who got her to Calvin as well. So she had great people, and I feel like for her to do a big comeback like this, she probably should have gone back to the likes of Calvin Harris. Like I think she made a mistake, definitely. Like I don't know what the rest of her record sounds like, but like I'm not really too interested in it, to be honest. And then sadly, like, she'd done an interview before the X Factor being like, if this single bombs, like, I'm gonna quit, and then it literally didn't even get into the top 20.
I feel so bad for her, like, because I do love her
as a person.
Yeah. Have you read her autobiography?
No, I've read excerpts of it.
It was like, I think it was released in 2012, but it was actually really good. I read the whole thing. I sound like a Cheryl super fan.
You literally
kind of am. But she, like, really goes into, like, where she came from and, like, the things she's been through. Like, she really has. Like, she was living in, like, council estate in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And, like, look where she is now. Like, fair play to her. No matter what people say, like...
No, she has done amazing. And I think, the main thing that has made her career so good is the X Factor. Like, Simon Cowell changed her life.
Yeah, no, he did.
And it wasn't until Ashley Cole cheated on her. Like, I think everyone always knew who she was, but when Ashley cheated on her, it was like, oh my God. And she literally, like, everyone, the whole nation, the whole world, like, felt sorry for her.
Yeah.
And Simon kind of took her under his wing. So I'd love to see her back on The X Factor. I don't watch The X Factor anymore, but I would watch it if Cheryl was on it.
Yeah.
I love her personality. I just don't think she's actually that talented as a singer.
Be
she's an amazing dancer.
It'd be interesting to see her on The Greatest Dancer now, though. That new BBC
show. There's already rumours that she's, like, fighting with people on the cast.
God,
it's so crazy. Yeah, I think it's been a rough year for her, but also an amazing one because Bear was born.
Like, and I think people for a long time really wanted her to have a baby because she's always wanted to.
And like Ashley has a child with his lookalike girlfriend who literally is, she's the image of Cheryl. I've never seen a picture of her.
Yeah, I know, I saw.
It's so crazy. But yeah, 2000, like, I've listened to a lot of her interviews recently and everyone's kind of been like, are you looking for love again? And she's like, no.
Yeah.
She's like, I have the love of my life now and it's Bear. So I don't know if she will go looking for a man again.
I actually liked her, and remember she was with Derek Hough.
Yes.
And remember she like literally said that Derek saved her life
when
she had malaria.
Yeah.
Because he was like, go to the hospital. And I really liked her with that guy, what was his name? Trey. He was like her dancer.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, and he was such a ride.
They were together for a good
ages,
while.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 years.
They
maybe.
Were like very loved up.
Oh yeah, I liked him. Wasn't just he in one of her videos then as well? And everyone was like, OMG.
Yeah.
Was it the parachute video?
I don't know if it was parachute.
Go back to your backup dancer, Cheryl.
Go back.
I feel like the backup dancer relationships are nice because like they're normal people.
Yeah.
And they keep them grounded. So we'll move on to one of our next big stories of the year. Number 6 on our list is the Westlife reunion.
Yes.
The amount of time, like I actually always felt so bad for Nicky because every time he had an interview, then it was like Westlife reunion. Louis Walter, every second day in the papers, it's going to be Westlife reunion. Nicky be like, no, there isn't. Mark would be like, no, there isn't. Shane would be like, no, there isn't. Next day, reunion. I'd say every week they were like, for God's sake. Like Keane even did an interview and he with us, remember?
Yeah,
and he was
remember.
Like, Louis just saying this stuff.
Yeah, but actually, when was that? That actually wasn't that long ago. So technically, Keane lied to my face.
I don't think they lied though. I think they never had agreed to a date yet. They always knew they were going to do a reunion.
Yeah.
And I believe that, but I don't think they never really knew when it was going to happen. Like they've all been doing their own things. Like Nicki in particular, I think has been the most successful since
totally.
Westlife ended. Like 2FM, such a big job. They're Dancing with the Stars. Like he's literally
killing the game.
He's killing it. I love Nicki.
I love him.
Such a nice guy.
So nice.
And he's done so well. He repped us at the Eurovision. Like he's literally done everything since he's been in Westlife. He's been the most successful, I think. But yeah, everyone was really kind of hoping for it. And anytime we wrote an article about a possible reunion, like the hits were insane. But then when the news actually came out, like
it was
oh
crazy.
My God. You went to the conference obviously when they announced it all.
Yeah.
And like,
so
I think
exciting.
On our YouTube video, we have 150,000 views on that.
Yeah.
Like people are obsessed. Yeah. And I think they were maybe a bit nervous about coming back and whether people would still be into it. But like, oh my God, everyone is into it. Honestly, their reunion gig is, sorry, not the reunion gig, their farewell tour. I went to Croke Park for that. That was honestly one of the best concerts I've ever been to in my life.
Oh my God.
Like, I literally had tears streaming down my face and I was like, flying with the wings, like hands in the air. We were all like, oh my God. They were doing all these goodbyes. Were you at it?
No, I wasn't. Oh, at it, no.
Every few songs in, one of them would get up and say goodbye to their fans and everyone was literally bawling.
They were my first concert though. I think I was like 8 or something.
Oh my God. Can't remember. The Point.
Yeah.
When it was The Point.
Loved it.
Oh no, like, so that has definitely been one of the biggest stories of the year.
And like, it's funny because they're literally one of the biggest bands in the world in the past, like, what, 20, 30 years?
Yeah.
Easily, like. And they announced the reunion officially at a press conference in, it was the Intercontinental, wasn't it, in Dublin.
Yeah.
And I was there and I was talking to someone who was actually like backstage with them before they'd come out to all the press, and they were with them beforehand and they were really nervous. They said like they didn't know what the reaction was going to be and
which
were
is
kind
crazy.
Of scared about coming out, even though like they're literally one of the biggest boy bands ever.
In the world, yeah.
It's funny, like.
And I think the tour is going to be a huge success.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what's going to happen on 2FM. Like, is Nikki going to still be on the show? Obviously not for a while.
No. I think they'll take a break. No. I think they'll just do it with Jenny. Like, Jenny is well able to keep the show afloat on her own.
I'll miss him from the airwaves,
though. Yeah, no.
I definitely will. He has so much going on. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was crazy. Like, even to this day, like, if we write anything about Westlife, I don't even think they realise.
Yeah, how big they are.
Yeah.
And like, I just love that they're all such nice guys as well. So they're all nice. Genuinely nice guys who don't fuck around.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Yeah, no, they're such
good.
Nice guys.
They're just good men.
Yeah,
you know?
they're really good guys. And actually, yeah, Nikki came to the Gossies last year and he was so fun, wasn't he?
So
he
fun.
He was at our table.
He's just the nicest
just so
guy
nice.
Ever.
So when I heard like this was properly happening, I was like, oh my God, yes, let's do this. So I'm so excited. I'm definitely going to that gig.
100%.
Definitely going. And speaking of reunions, another story that was kind of big this year, but only recent, is the Spice Girls reunion.
Ah!
I know.
The year of reunions, really, you know.
Mm. I feel like it's annoying that they did it though, because like Westlife had just done theirs.
Yeah.
And then didn't Boyzone do theirs, and then Spice Girls did theirs, and it was everyone.
I think Boyzone did it first, in fairness to them.
Yeah.
But I can't wait for Spice Girls.
Sorry, can we talk for a moment about that Keith Duffy interview on the Late Show?
Showing off your hole.
Yeah, has to be one of the highlights of the year. What
oh my
the
God,
hell?
That was the
Shane
funniest
Lynch.
Thing ever.
It's like to say Keith Duffy. Shane
oh, yeah,
Lynch.
Sorry,
sorry.
It's Shane Lynch.
When they were playing the original Late Late Show clip, which has been played hundreds of times. It's always a thing. It's funny. And Ryan was like, what did you think of that now, Shane? And he was like, do you know what I fucking think? Shove it up your hole. Middle finger up to him and everything. I was like, oh my Lord. I was
like,
shook.
He actually gave his middle finger to the nation.
And then
you
just look at Ronan's face and it was like, why, man? Why did you even come? Because remember, he arrived really late.
She's Scarlett.
Shane arrived like, he missed the performance. He didn't perform. And he arrived
he the second
in literally like sweatpants and a hoodie. And Ryan
like,
asked him one question
man.
And he's like, shove it up your hole. Ryan literally nearly like, oh. Like, I'd say he's never been spoken
chair,
to like that in his life. He literally was like, it's all a bit of fun. And we asked him about it when we were doing the Late Late Toy Show preview. We asked him about it and he was like, that's what happens on live TV.
He was like, this is the great thing with the Late Late Show, you know? You never know what's going
to
happen.
I felt bad for him, though. Yeah. Like, it's a horrible position to be in when someone says that. Like, clearly they were going to bring it up. Clearly.
Shane did an interview, I think a few days later, the Niall Boylan show. And they were like, they brought up the thing, obviously. And they were like, oh, you know, like you swore on live TV, like blah, blah. You know, if there was kids watching. And Shane was like, the kids should be in bed. Like, it's not my fault the parents don't put their kids in bed.
But it was like 10 o'clock. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, it's so funny.
But you would never think that like there would be cursing on the Late Late Show. Fair enough.
Well, the
kids probably should
up
be in bed.
To the camera.
It wasn't even about kids. I felt personally offended. I personally feel, just that mean girls, put your hands up if you feel
personally
victimized
by
Shane
Lynch.
I was like, oh my God, excuse
Shane.
Me now, Shane. Actually, my favorite Late Late of the whole year, I don't think you saw it, was like 2 weeks ago with Leo Varadkar was on it. David Walliams is on it. Michael Bublé.
Oh, yeah, the proposal.
Yeah, and Daniel O'Donnell.
Love Daniel.
You didn't watch it because
no,
you remember one of the big stories this year actually as well was Daniel and Magella on Room to Improve. Do you remember that?
Oh, I loved that.
Because Daniel was literally like, So serious.
He was like, oh.
And they brought that up on the Late Late Show. It was so funny. And then, yeah, Michael Bublé helped someone propose. And Leah, I loved the interview with Leah Rocker. I thought it was brilliant. Like, it was so good. And he, like, admitted on the show that Kylie Minogue had buzzed him. To be like, sorry, I cancelled my show, but, like, let's hang out. And he just randomly put in here. So Kylie Minogue has Leo's number. Really random.
So random.
And just before we move on to the next thing, because this is nothing to do with the Westlife reunion, which is number 6 on our list, the Late Late Toy Show.
Oh, I loved it. It was so good.
That part at the end with that little kid.
I actually was in convulsions. Yeah, I was crying. Like, no, it was so bad.
I was on my own, like, I in my apartment, also on just my being own. Like, wow. It was actually so sad,
so
wasn't it?
So sad.
And as they started bringing more and more relatives up on stage, I just started crying, like, and crying. I was like, oh my God.
No.
And the fact that the mom was in the audience and didn't know, I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
And the little boy, when Ryan was like, and why did you give her your bone marrow? He's like, I wanted to save her life. I was like, oh my God. Oh my
no,
God.
Like,
you know, my mom
I
said
can't.
To me, and it was such a good point. She was like, I can't believe that's what he knew he was doing. Because imagine it hadn't
so
worked.
Young.
But
I
imagine
know.
It hadn't worked.
Yeah.
He'd be like, I killed my cousin.
Like, oh
so that little boy is like, and I love how the rugby players came out and they were like, he's the true hero here.
Yeah,
and I was like,
so
true. So
nice. And Ryan Tuberty, he actually needs like an award. Mm. He does.
Yeah.
He's fabulous.
No, he's
like,
amazing.
The way he just like,
and he always gets a bit
everything.
Like teary-eyed. He definitely yeah. had a lump in his throat when that story. Aww.
And you can tell he genuinely cares. Like, he really
no, he does
about all the kids.
And he has
and
his own kids as well. Like, so I think yeah. it, like, he's really good at, like, so during the day of the filming for the toy show, they like let loads of kids come out, like make a wish for the Make a Wish Foundation. Kids who are like sick. He himself was like the one that got loads of homeless kids to come out and stuff. Like, so he's really like, I think he's really personally invested in it. But
remember Owen McDermott put up that picture? Did you see that? He basically put up a picture and it was like backstage at RT, and it was actually on the day where yeah. they were doing loads of press for the toy show. Mm-hmm. So like journos and everything will know, like Ryan is literally getting pulled left, yeah. right and centre for yeah. interviews and everything before the toy show. Mm-hmm. He literally doesn't have like a minute to himself. And Owen was walking down the corridor in RTE and he came across Ryan walking down the corridor, and he saw this little girl with her mum sitting there, and he stopped and he sat down with her and was chatting to her about like her favourite books and everything, and yeah. literally sat with her for like 10 minutes, like even though people were like pulling him left, right and centre, and
aww.
Just stayed there for 10 minutes,
so cute.
Had a lovely chat with her, and like
he loves kids that read books.
It wasn't for TV, it wasn't for
it was
anything,
just
it was just himself.
No,
I
love Ryan
so Tubbs nice.
As well. I love Tubbs, he's my yeah. fave. Okay, so on to number 5 on our list. One of the biggest stories of the year. Ariana Grande. Again,
whoa.
It's actually too hard to pick which one, because when I looked through all the stats
just
today,
so
there was just so many. But like, obviously getting engaged to Pete Davidson was like...
crazy, yeah.
Wow. Like, what the hell? Then Mac Miller died.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
And before Mac, in the middle of the engagement kind of time, just releasing her new album, like it was her first comeback since the Manchester terrorist attack. It was amazing. Every song is so catchy. It was like, yeah. woo. Obviously, since then, now she's broken up with Pete. But even since we did a podcast on her a couple of weeks ago, and like even since then, she's released 2 new songs.
Yeah. No, it's actually insane.
She is actually the woman of the year.
No, she actually, well, like, Billboard actually
named her that.
Yeah.
Well, the Ghostcast has named her that too, right? No, but she actually is, though. Like, some of the stuff she's been through, like, and then obviously last week, I don't know if you guys saw, I mean, obviously you did because you read Ghostbody
every
single day.
Damn day.
But Pete Davidson obviously put up this really worrying Instagram post saying, I don't want to be on this earth anymore. And despite everything that's gone on, she literally tweeted, like, I am coming. And she went to SNL and waited downstairs. And then he, like, refused to let her in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up.
And I saw lots of people were, like, tweeting her. And she put out a tweet being like, yeah, guys, as if I don't have enough guilt. I was like, no.
No.
It's, so
it's awful.
It's actually really mean of Pete to do that. Like, I know he's going through his own things, but, like, her love of her life just killed herself and 22 people died at her concert. Like, don't put up a status being like, I'm going to die.
The way it all came about was so weird. I remember Twitter was literally, like, so confused about what was going on, because basically it was last week, Kanye West.
Oh.
Crazy
the
man.
Of so many of the madness, yeah.
He just randomly started tweeting about his beef with Drake. he started saying that Drake was threatening his family, all this crack. And then Kim Kardashian, his wife, got involved and started saying, like, don't ever. Like
his wife. As if anyone wife, listening doesn't know who Kim Kardashian
case,
is.
You know, anyone's living on a rock.
You're on the wrong podcast.
started tweeting, like, don't you dare threaten our family. Like, it was really intense stuff. Yeah. And Travis Scott was involved in it, all that or whatever. And then Ariana was, she was just about to release Imagine, and Miley Cyrus was about to release her new song as well. And she tweeted, she was like, guys, I know there's two grown men fighting on the internet right now, but me and Miley are about to drop our new songs and blah, blah.
Let the girls have this one. Yeah,
something like that. And Kanye did not like that. He was like,
this was a bad move on Kanye's part, I think.
Yeah, like,
he's done a lot of stupid things, but don't hit out at Ariana.
He basically tweeted her and was like, I know you did this to try and be cool, but my mental health is, like, serious. He kind of made it out that
she didn't attack his mental health.
No, I don't think she meant to do that either at all, but he was kind of like, this isn't a joke.
She wasn't
type
like
thing.
Yo dog, you're a freak. She was like, can you guys just calm down for a minute? Yeah.
And, like, she then apologized on Twitter. Now, he actually said,
I don't think she should apologize.
He was like, you're using this as a way to promote your new single, blah, blah. And she replied and she was like, look, I'm really sorry if, like, that offended you or whatever. Yeah. And I hope you're feeling good. But I didn't. She made sure to say, I didn't.
But she was like, and no offense, I don't need you to promote my new thing. And I was like, oh, girl,
so all that shit went down, and then
Kim loves Ariana. So yeah, Kim was so like, I think Kanye is actually so annoying. I'd say Kim is like, oh my god, here we go again, like another thing today.
No,
hitting out of Travis as well, like Kylie's baby daddy.
Yeah,
Ariana, I'd say she was at home being like, oh Jesus.
So, like, there was this back and forth between Kanye and Ariana, then, and then Pete randomly took to Instagram, and he's been very quiet on Instagram since they called off their engagement in October and stuff. So he put a statement on Instagram and was basically like, we need more people like Kanye speaking out about mental health and stuff. Pete obviously struggles with bipolar disorder, and he's been vocal about that before.
But Kanye didn't even speak out about mental health. Yeah. He was just giving out to Ariana.
And, like, he, the way, it wasn't really clear whether Pete was giving out to Ariana, but people kind of said it seemed like he was.
It did seem like,
it did. And then
it was bad timing to do.
Literally
like that.
A few minutes later, he tweeted, or posted on Instagram,
I don't want to be on this
saying
earth anymore.
I don't want to be on this earth anymore.
Something clearly very serious happened with him and Ariana, though. Because the fact that she showed up and he wouldn't let her in the building.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, I'm sure she's been a mess since Mac died. Like, what? Yeah. Like, you're obviously probably going to be a nightmare to be with. She probably was around that time. And he, in fairness, like we were saying before, he was never in the industry like this at all. He's literally been thrown into it. And it must be so weird now to, like, still be in it, because he's not in that relationship anymore, but pops are still following him around. I'd say he's getting thousands of messages a day, like, horrible. Like, I'm sure it is. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think this year, mental health has been definitely worsened by social media.
I think, and I saw, it was actually on Twitter, someone tweeted, and I think it's really true, stan culture has had a serious effect.
What's stan culture?
Stan, so stan basically means stalker fan.
So, like, stan from Eminem's song.
Yeah, so, like, Ariana, all these, like, big singers and stuff. Yeah, it literally comes from that song.
Yeah.
All these big singers, anyone famous really, has, like, these people that they would call stans, who literally follow their every move. Yeah. They, like, literally go crazy. And they, obviously, when she split from Pete, would have been commenting on all his stuff, like, going crazy. They've just taken this fan culture to the next level, and that's obviously why it's called stan culture.
Yeah.
So I think that's had a huge part to play in how social media has kind of turned a little bit dark this year.
It definitely has this year. And I feel so sorry for Ariana, because I remember after Mac died, she, like, turned off all her comments on her posts. Yeah. Like, people were literally blaming her for his death.
Disgusting.
Like, it's so disgraceful. But yeah, it's been, we've had so many stories about her this year, haven't we?
Yeah.
Like, nearly every day we've been writing something about her. I feel like 2019 is going to be a good year for her. It's like, she deserves good things to happen. I think it was good to have Pete there and he was a distraction. But, you know, I think this year is the year of Ari, where she, like, looks after herself.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be about a man.
And I really hope, like, good things for Pete as well, like, the poor guy.
I know. Like, yeah. Geez. I think he maybe needs to take a step back out of the spotlight for a little bit and just like look after himself. Because like she's been in this industry for years. She's used to that life. He's literally like, what the hell? Out of nowhere. Like he's, I know he's always been on SNL, but he wasn't like a main feature. No, he was never like, and now I'd say for the rest of his career, he's going to be big. But interesting to see if he hooks up with anyone.
Yeah.
Any schlebs.
Well, he was on Raya, I know.
He was on Raya, yeah. Okay, so we're getting through the list fast now. We've only like 15 minutes left. So number four on our list, someone we wrote about so much this year, is Conor McGregor.
Wow.
So much stuff went on this year. One of the biggest things ever was definitely the fight. So obviously for the first time in 2 years he returned to the UFC. So obviously the last big fight was Mayweather. He got $100 million for that fight.
Pocket change, you know.
Pocket change. Casual. It's been a crazy 2 years for him, and I think this year, 2017, I think have been like his biggest years ever. Because I actually was on the RTE show this year, Ireland's Rich List. They did a two-part special. And I was on that. And one of the main people that wanted me to talk about was Conor. Because obviously, he's always been, the last 5 years probably he's been in the spotlight. But like the money, like he ended up on every Forbes list. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was like
top
sports people, like top rich people. Like it was just everywhere. It was crazy. So he like did the Mayweather fight and then took time out because he had his son Conor Jr.
At the same time though, like he didn't really take that much time out.
No, not really.
After like one of the biggest fights ever
in history.
History.
Like Mayweather is one of the biggest fighters of our generation. Yeah. So for Conor to fight and him Conor, at all,
like isn't a boxer.
I know,
like,
no, and he went 10 rounds with him.
Yeah, no, it's mad.
But he also, so yeah, after that, yeah, he released his movie The Notorious as well.
Oh yeah.
So that was in 2017. So yeah, I know what you mean. He didn't really take a break, but he took a break from the UFC.
Yeah.
Like a 2 year break. He like body art. He like had fun. He like spent lots of money with his family. Like he's so generous to his family and to Dee and to everyone around him, whatever. So I think there was like a lot of doubt about whether he'd like return to the UFC at all. And then obviously the rumors kind of started, there's going to be a UFC return. It's going to be a UFC return. And then that guy Khabib, and like the drama that surrounded this fight.
Good God.
First of all, I was in Vegas. So I'm going to talk through how mental it was. But I remember on the lead up to it, basically it all came out that Conor's teammate Artem from like, they've been friends forever. He's Russian as well as Khabib. They knew each other. Like they fought together in clubs. Khabib was like a huge fanboy of Conor. Like he used to put up photos of him and everything, like loved him. And he started just randomly slagging him off in interviews in Russia. Randomly, like, right? Calling him a chicken, which apparently means something different in Russia. Oh, something very bad. And Artem had heard it. So then Artem did an interview in America and was like, what do you think Khabib's problem is? And he literally was like, I don't know. And he basically slammed him and said, like, at least Conor always shows up for his fight because Khabib has pulled out of fights. So it started this massive, literally, like,
huge
war.
Yeah.
And then Artem was in the US, in New York, at a UFC press day. And Khabib and literally his crew basically cornered him on his own. They all had hoodies up. It actually did look really scary. All cornered him, all went up to him. Conor saw it back at home. And it's so funny because Artem only said a few weeks ago in an interview what actually happened, because no one really knew what happened. He said Conor literally texted him and was like, right, I'm on the way. No questions asked. Hopped on the jet, brought a few lads with them, and even Keen Cowley, who was there as well. Like he did a podcast recently and he said they genuinely had no plans. Like they just got on the jet, went over, and then obviously the bus incident happened where a dolly was thrown in the window. Absolutely mental. Conor got arrested. Keen got arrested. They spent a night in jail. Like you couldn't make this stuff up.
No, you could not.
The whole, and this is what I'm saying to you, like I know he's always been really big, but this year it is just absolutely blown up. Like he was on CNN.
Yeah.
And Keane was saying in that podcast that I listened to that when they were in prison, they were like, they didn't know what was happening or when they were going to go to court. And they like were being walked to their cell and they looked out and they could see Fox News and it was like both their like mugshots.
I know it's like not particularly like a good reason, but the bus incident definitely made him more famous.
Oh my
gosh. In America anyway.
He is literally one of the most famous people in the world. Like he genuinely is now because of this year. And I think he was always really well known, but that just changed things. So There was definitely a lot of drama in the lead up. So yeah, I went over to the fight not knowing. Apparently there had been loads of reports already saying that, I don't know if you had seen this, basically saying that they thought there was going to be riots. And I did not know that at all. Had you seen that?
No, I hadn't.
I didn't know that there had been people over there saying like, there's Jeff, something's going to go down in the arena. So I didn't know that. I went to the, yeah,
toodling
I know,
in your little dress.
It now. I was like, to do my little sparkly number, like sitting in between loads of fighters, like literally not
little
knowing.
Did you know, Ali?
So I went over there. And you know what really struck me when I was there though? When I landed, I was like being driven to my hotel and all these roads were closed off and they were like, you're going to have to walk to your hotel basically from the highway. I was like, oh my God, why? Like, what's happened? And they were like, all the roads are closed off because Connor was doing a workout. So not even the weigh-in, not even the fight, but he was doing a workout. So literally all of Vegas was shut down. Every corner of Vegas was a huge photo of Connor. Like, I feel like people in Ireland don't realize how famous he is in America. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just crazy. So anyway, we were over there, saw the fight. Sat in the fight. Obviously, Connor lost. Like, you know, it wasn't like the best moment, but like, it was mad being there. Like, the amount of Irish support that was there. There was literally no. I didn't feel like there was any Russians there. It was all like ole 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 the whole time. So that was grand. And I remember all of us were kind of a bit like, do you know, like, because he lost, it was so sad. And then I'll never forget it because I was on the side.
It happened within a few seconds.
It was honestly like
I was watching it at home in Ireland.
I was so, I've never been more scared in my whole life, honestly.
It was very scary.
So the fight ended and I saw Khabib jump out and I knew he had gone to Dylan. So Dylan Danis, Connor's teammate, because Dylan has this bright blonde hair and I could see Dylan running and I saw him jump out and I was like, oh my God, what the hell?
Yeah.
So we're all just standing there and there was like loads of Russians beside us and loads of Irish and I was like, oh my God, people literally started pushing each other and I was like, what's going on? And then I saw this guy climb over the cage and just whack Connor in the back of the head and then it was so hard to see but it looked like there was like 10 people on top of Connor. Yeah. I honestly thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
I actually thought like a gun was going to come out and someone was going to die. Like, it took ages because I don't know what was shown on TV, but like, they wouldn't even let Connor leave the ring or let Khabib leave the ring. They all, it took like a half an hour.
Yeah.
The whole building was on lockdown. Police were everywhere. It was so intense. It was so intense.
Like, people at home, anyway, didn't really properly see what had happened until people started putting videos on social media and stuff.
Oh my
because
gosh.
Obviously, the cameras only caught a certain angle. Amount. So you couldn't.
The video I put up actually got loads of views on it as well. It was so crazy. So yeah, that was like a disappointment. But look, apparently he's coming back in 2019. Obviously now he's launched Proper Whiskey. So we've written a good bit about that as well. That like has sold out like all over America. They've just restocked over there. So it's crazy when you think about it. Like he just turned 30 and this guy that was in Crumlin on the dole couldn't even afford petrol. Is now one of the richest men in the world.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a crazy year for him. So moving on, number three on our list. Ben Foden and Una Healy. I know.
I'm shook.
It's been a good and bad year for her because recently it's kind of gotten good again, hasn't it? So obviously we covered this in one of the episodes before, everything that happened between her and Ben and the fact that he ended up on Bumble, which we hated. But that was a
Ben,
very
what
dramatic
are you doing?
Split. He cheated on her. Like, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. But then just, isn't it last week she put up that photo?
Yeah. So I think it was like last month she was linked and it was so random when it came out at the time. Everyone was like, sorry?
Yeah.
She showed up at a Limerick hurling final.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Random.
So
and everyone
random.
Was like, what's Una Healy doing here? And she was a guest of David Breen, who's a former GAA star.
Yeah.
And he's actually, I think he's a physio for like the Wasps over
in
the UK now.
Oh.
So he's actually based over in the
UK. I
didn't know that. Yeah. So, they were linked.
That's
they said that Una was there with him. It was kind of reports. Everyone was like, ooh, don't really know whether it's true or not. And then just last week, she was at her management party over in the UK and was like posting pictures of Molly King, her former bandmate and everything. And then she cheekily put up a little picture of her and David. Basically confirming that
I
they're
think
together,
so too. Yeah.
You know?
I love the balls that she has. Like just
know,
since
I
the whole split,
it.
Like I just, it's so rare to see a woman in showbiz like that leave her husband, stand on her own, and then meet someone else and basically have them. Like, it's so crazy.
Yeah,
I really hope that the next year is gonna be really good for her and like everyone. We got so many messages over and I know like everyone has been supporting her, like everyone is on her side.
I love that.
Yeah, so do I.
I just think so many people choose to stay, especially when you're in the public eye, so for her to have like the cojones to like be like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
Bye. And then getting another boyf. Gorge boyf.
Crazy. So I hope that works out for her.
Yeah.
We're nearly out of time, so we have to rush through the last two stories.
Okay.
I didn't realize. But number two on our list, the Kardashians.
Oh
so much happened this year. that we were talking about this earlier on, the video of Kylie Jenner revealing like the birth
that
video.
That was like one of my favorite stories of this year.
Oh my God.
Has to be, because we were so unsure whether she, well, we knew she was pregnant, but she never confirmed it.
Yeah.
None of the sisters confirmed it. They all refused to say anything, but she was quite obviously pregnant.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden in February, she just posted this video.
I bawled my eyes out. It was so amazing, wasn't it?
It was actually amazing.
And even just the music too. I remember just like bawling, crying. But like, fair play to all her friends. Like, it really didn't get out properly. Yeah. You know, at the start, there was like rumors that she was pregnant and we don't really know where that came from. But after that, like, no pictures emerged. Like, it was so well hidden. And she said she's one of the most watched people.
No, it's actually in the world. Like, insane.
And then, do you remember Tyga put up a thing being like, that baby's mine? Remember? Everyone's like, what?
Tyga, shut up.
That was so crazy, wasn't it?
He's actually mad.
And then
he wishes that baby was his.
In the midst of all that, Chloe got pregnant. It was just the craziest year. And then obviously Kim had a baby via surrogate. Yeah.
Yeah.
So three new as if they could be any more Kardashian Jenners. Three
babies this
year.
Yeah.
Okay, so our last main item, I suppose, that we spoke about this year in 2018, and probably one of the biggest stories, is Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
We did
They really dominated the press this year.
Definitely our biggest traffic day of the whole year was their wedding day.
Yeah, 100%.
In May. We did actually a podcast on Meghan Markle. So definitely, if you're listening to this, go back and find it. It's all about Hurricane Meghan. But yeah, on our Instagram feed as well, the picture from their wedding day, the black and white one, is one of the most interactions we got for the year. And then I did a piece of like the five royal rules she's broken before. And that was one of our most viewed stories the whole year.
Yeah.
So people kind of love to hate her a little bit, don't they? But it's been, we were talking about Vogue, you know, getting married, having a baby. Like when you think of Meghan and Harry, the same thing.
Announced their
whirlwind fairy tale.
Last November.
Yeah.
Got married, now expecting their first child.
Baby.
It's crazy. Like
2019 is definitely going to be her year. Like the first royal baby for Harry.
Can't wait to see the baby.
So excited. So I feel so sorry for that her dad and her sister-in-law are still harping on.
It's actually been a terrible year for her and the best year
of her life. It's been very up and down, hasn't it? A rollercoaster year.
I'm interested to see how she handles it because obviously it's so new now.
Yeah.
But like, we'll really see in the next few years like how things pan out.
Yeah.
I'm sure like it's not going to get any easier for her. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, look, that's it. Sorry we had to rush through the last 3 points, but we actually have talked so much about, if you
all
go back through the list of our podcast, we've loads on Chloe and Meghan and Harry and Ben and Una, so have a listen back. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning into the first 8 episodes of the Gosscast. We've had so much
fun. Loved it so much.
Loved it.
Loved these chats.
We've been getting such good feedback, so please feel free to message us and tell us that you love it, because we've had so many nice messages and it's been amazing. And yeah, we'll be back in 2019. Woo. Oh my God, see y'all next year.
Happy Christmas.
So that's it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to all our episodes. That's it for the Gosscast 2018. We really appreciate all of your feedback and any ratings you want to give us on iTunes. If you want to follow us on Spotify, please do. And yeah, if you haven't listened to our other episodes, make sure to take a listen. And again, so grateful to our sponsor, dresses.ie, for sponsoring us. And we've really enjoyed the podcast so far. And we hope you have too. So yeah, Merry Christmas.